Here is the closing Schwab market update for Monday, July 1st. The second half of 2024 started like the first, with gains for major U.S. stock market indexes. There's concern under the surface, though, thanks to sharply higher U.S. Treasury note yields and crude oil prices marching toward two-month highs. Rising yields weighed on stocks late last week, but the relationship cooled Monday as stocks rose even though Treasury yields posted three-week highs. The uncertainty hurting Treasuries, which moved the opposite direction of yields, appeared to reflect worries about possible new U.S. tariffs, perhaps leading to stalled progress on inflation and lower chances of Fed rate cuts. Ideas that taxes might fall, raising the U.S. deficit and leading to more Treasury supplies also played into the yield rally. The sell-off in Treasuries came as investors digested last week's presidential debate, weekend elections in France that favored right-wing politicians, and a Supreme Court decision Monday on the 2020 U.S. election case. Former President Trump favors higher tariffs, though President Biden kept tariffs on China in place and added additional trade barriers since taking office in 2021. Volatility could accelerate and volume might thin as the week advances, with U.S. markets closing early Wednesday and shut Thursday for the Independence Day holiday. Anyone planning to trade should consider extra caution because lower volume trading can exacerbate price movements. Friday's eagerly awaited June non-farm payrolls report is another possible volatility magnet due out before the open on an island day between the holiday and the weekend. Analysts expect a relatively strong jobs growth of 195,000, though that's down sharply from 272,000 in May. Here's where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index rose 14.61 points, or 0.27%, to 5,475.09. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 50.66 points, or 0.13%, to 39,169.52. And the NASDAQ Composite added 146.70 points, or 0.83%, to 17,879.30. The 10-year Treasury note yield rose 12 basis points to 4.47%, the highest level since May 30th, and back above its 50-day moving average, a technically important move. And the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, slipped to 12.19. Crude oil is up sharply over the last month amid rising Middle East tensions. This didn't appear to hurt stocks today, but could interfere with the Fed's fight against inflation if it translates into higher pump prices. And it could also make life harder for transport companies like airlines and shipping firms if it lasts. Winners and losers Monday were peppered across sectors, but defensive areas like utilities, real estate, healthcare, and staples generally did worse than growth sectors like infotech, financials, and consumer discretionary. Automobile stocks had a good day, as so did some of the mega caps like Apple, Tesla, Amazon, and Microsoft. The year's first-half momentum leader, NVIDIA, however, has lost some steam, though it clawed to a slightly higher close Monday. Strength in Tesla and fellow automakers could reflect hope for strong second-quarter sales with data expected soon. Small-caps stocks struggled all through this year's first half and struggled again Monday, though one day doesn't make a quarter. Rising Treasury yields did small-cap no favors and traditionally hurt the sector due to smaller companies often depending more on financing to grow their operations. As far as stocks on the move, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Morgan Stanley all rose more than 1% after many banks raised dividends and announced share buyback plans late last Friday. The announcements followed banks passing the Fed's stress tests last week. Apple climbed more than 2% after J.P. Morgan Chase said the latest data for May continues to show an improving trajectory for iPhone shipments to China, helped to some extent by the recovery in the broader China smartphone market. Boeing added nearly 3% after announcing a $4.7 billion deal to buy Spirit AeroSystems. It won't be the first time Boeing has owned Spirit, and Boeing claims the deal will improve quality and safety. Boeing spun off Sprint back in 2005. And Tesla climbed more than 6% as investors digested data from China that suggested strong EV demand in June. Stay plugged in for the release of quarterly sales figures from major automotive companies like Tesla. The consensus for second quarter Tesla deliveries expected tomorrow is 450,000, down from 466,000 a year earlier, according to Electrek, a website that tracks EV industry news. Investors get a look early tomorrow at the May Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, or JOLTS report, another hallmark for those tracking U.S. employment trends. The employment data certainly could have an impact on Federal Reserve policy, but so could crude oil, which closed Monday up more than 15% over the last month, thanks in part to rising Middle East tensions. Consensus is for job openings of 7.9 million, down from more than 8 million in April, according to Trading Economics. Quits, which can shed light on how eager people are to leave their jobs and their optimism about finding new ones, are seen steady near 3.5 million. The holiday week brought no vacation from thin market breadth that's dominated the markets early this summer. Breadth continues to deteriorate, with only 36% of NASDAQ composite stocks trading above their respective 50-day moving averages as of midday Monday, and only 41% of S&P 500 stocks above their 50-day moving averages. It's a little better when you look at S&P 500 stocks trading above their 200-day moving averages, which sit near 65%, but generally the situation continues to stress market concentration. A market where a handful of stocks lead index rallies to new record highs generally isn't seen as a healthy one. Investors tend to like markets where many sectors and types of stocks rise together rather than indexes being pulled higher by some highly capitalized names at the very top. That was the case in 2021 before the bear market of 2022, though the past is in precedent. In addition, from a technical perspective, it looks like the Relative Strength Index, or RSI, for some major indexes are starting to roll over, a sign of technical softness gathering. RSI is a momentum indicator, and when it falls, it can suggest fading momentum for a rally. The RSI for the S&P 500 had recently climbed to what's traditionally seen as overbought territory above 70. The S&P 500 RSI recently fell to 66, which matches the RSI for the NASDAQ composite. RSIs still appear healthy, well below the 80 in the NASDAQ 100 and 75 in the S&P 500 we saw 2 weeks ago. Fed policy is front and center this week, highlighted by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's appearance in a policy panel discussion at the European Central Bank Forum on Central Banking in Portugal at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday. That's followed Wednesday by minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee's, or FOMC's, June meeting. Fed minutes should shed light on the updated projections, said Colin Martin, director of fixed income strategy at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. Median projections from the June FOMC meeting still pointed to rate cuts despite higher inflation projections. We'll be looking for more details in the minutes to the rationale behind those projections. Today's June ISM manufacturing PMI of 48.5 was in contraction territory, which is defined as below 50, and under the Briefing.com analyst consensus of 49.1. It was the third straight month and 19th of the 20 showing contraction in the U.S. manufacturing industry. On a positive note for inflation, the prices paid index of the report fell significantly for May, while new orders increased. Wednesday's ISM services PMI may be more important because we're more of a services economy than a manufacturing economy these days, and June's services index is expected to fall relative to May's reading, Schwab's Martin said. Consensus for that report, due Wednesday after the open, is 52.5, Briefing.com said, down from 53.8 in May. Late Monday, traders pegged roughly 64% odds the Fed funds target will be at least 0.25 point lower following the FOMC's September meeting based on the CME FedWatch tool. The tool priced 91% odds the rate will be unchanged after the July FOMC meeting.